So I go to the German embassy in the spring of 2007. Germans are in the chair of the EU, so the German ambassador's got all the ambassadors to the United States from the EU countries there for lunch. All right? So they're doing a European huddle. That's a sports metaphor. And they have an American come in to be the luncheon entertainment. Okay? So I gave a speech, and I figured, hey, got good friends here. Let's have a little fun. Let's talk about renditions, detentions, interrogations. All right? I'm sorry to be flip, but it was, I wanted them to understand our thinking. All right? Now, I know they didn't agree with our thinking, but I wanted them to understand it. I had a great speechwriting staff, but this is one I really did a lot of work on my own. About page 2 or 3, I said to the gathered European diplomats, let me tell you what I believe, my agency believes, my government believes, and I believe my nation believes. We are a nation at war. We're at war with Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. This war is global in scope. And the only way I can fulfill my legal and moral responsibilities to my citizens is to take this fight to that enemy wherever they may be. 4 sentences. War, Al-Qaeda, global, take the fight. There wasn't another country in the room who agreed with me. They not only rejected those 4 sentences for them, they did not believe in the legitimacy of those 4 sentences for us. And so this yay or nay on targeted killings and drone strikes is rooted in the national perception of what is going on here. Our national perception, again, endorsed by 2 incredibly different presidents, is that we are at war and that we can use the laws, not the unlawfulness, but the laws of armed conflict to defend our citizens. And so there we now, all right, that's kind of narrowly legal. That's kind of focused only on effectiveness. There is a broader issue. There is a very important issue of the long-term effects of our actions, even if they are legitimate and effective. What example are we setting for the rest of the planet who may not be nearly as careful as we are in carrying out these kinds of operations? I think that's a very legitimate question. Stan McChrystal and I were on CNN about 2 weeks ago, and we were on a Sunday morning show with Candy Crowley, and she asked us about drone strikes. Quite surprisingly, I mean, Stan is the former commander of JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command, and you know who I am. We said they were lawful and effective and appropriate, but we are in a safer position as a nation now. The threat of imminence is not quite the same as we perceived it in 02, 03, or 04. And therefore, the secondary and tertiary effects of this kind of activity may now begin to outweigh the sought-after primary effect, which is to reduce the level of threat.
The blowback in the country.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
The political backlash.
But political blowback as to where it's happening, political blowback with our allies.
Pakistan is
political blowback with regard to what examples are we giving to the rest of the planet.
So should we be doing less of this now?
My view is this is always a balance, and that these are individual operational decisions. But my sense is the secondary and third order effects now are beginning to have a lot more throw weight than they did in
an
earlier
period.
What's
your advice to the new director of Central Intelligence, the new Secretary of Defense, the President's new national security team?
Don't throw this tool away. Keep it in your kit. Use it wisely.
Use it less?
Unfair question, Frank. I'm not in government. I don't see the details. I don't have the fine
print.
Seems
to be what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying weigh the immediate tactical advantage